Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Kelly. It's great to be here.
Before we talk about Eyeball It, give me some background about yourself. Who is Ellen Priest?
Ellen Priest is an artist. I've been an abstract painter for more than 40 years. And my work, my own work, is all based on jazz. And actually, I have a show up right now at the Delaware Contemporary that was open for a week and then locked up. So they've very generously extended the show to the latter part of August. So hopefully the doors will open while the work is still on the walls. But my own work has been the seed for Eyeball It, because over the years I've done a lot of teaching and I've taught everything from first grade all the way up to graduate students. I taught art teachers, actually, at the Professional Institute for Educators at the University of the Arts for a number of years in the mid, 2002 to 2008. And what I love teaching, and I find that kids just thrive on being able to build a visual language for themselves and have a voice. And art has been cut in the schools, both public and private, cut more and more since the late 1980s. And I was teaching in art centers and after-school programs in the early 90s in New Haven, Connecticut, where I lived for many years. And parents were coming to me saying, "Ellen, they're cutting all the art in school. Is there anything I can do for my kids myself?" And this was back in the days of Hooked on Phonics and Math Made Easy and all the at-home supplements that parents could used to boost their kids' education. So we looked around, and there really was nothing. There were art kits from the major museums and whatnot, but because of the cost of materials and the way the whole thing was built, they really could only offer one problem with one solution. Like, you were going to make a mask based on looking at African masks, and they gave you orange feathers. Well, that's fun for kids, but it doesn't develop their own creative thinking and problem solving. So the short of the long of it is that I began working on Eyeball It in the early 90s, wrote some of the initial projects then, tested them with kids and their parents. And fast forward, I originally thought about Eyeball It as a for-profit product, but eventually it became clear that that was just not going to work. And by the early 2000s, I said, you know what, this has got to go online for free. And it took me 10 years to find a way to do it. But in 2013, I had two generous funders who got behind me. By early 14, the website that you see now was live online. And at this point, I have users from Alaska to Florida and the UK to Australia. And the beauty of working here in Delaware is that, you know, it's a small state. It's reachable. Things are doable. And so we've been testing Eyeball It and adapting it for use with groups of kids, like in community centers. I've partnered with the Summer Learning Collaborative for 3 or 4 years now. I have a new pilot that we started with the Boys and Girls Clubs on a very limited basis this winter. Gratefully, we got through most of it before all the schools shut down. But it's a new model where we have I'm working with Stuart Sherman, who's senior leadership at the Boys and Girls Clubs, and a wonderful art teacher named Jessica Davis, who's at Appaquinimink High School, and she runs their chapter of the National Arts Honor Society. So Honor Society students, high school students, I trained them. They went out and did the program with the younger kids at the Boys and Girls Clubs, and it was fabulous. So there's a lot of ways to use this. And at the moment, the most relevant is that any parent can get on the website and do serious art projects with their kids. And it doesn't have to involve a huge amount of time on the part of the parent.
Let's remind people that we're talking to Wilmington artist Ellen Priest about her website, which she launched back in 2014. It's called Eyeball It, and that's E-Y-E-B-A-L-L, one word, eyeball and the word it, exclamation point. You know, I went onto the website. I'm on the website right now, Ellen. Very colorful. I like it. How did you come up with the name Eyeball It?
Well, that's Kelly, I'm gonna digress for just a second. One of the most important things about Eyeball It is that it's free. Everything on this website, the read-along recordings, the videos, the projects, everything is free because I wanted to make sure that finances and geography were not a barrier to every kid having access to this. So the way I came up with Eyeball It, and the website is a little different. The website is eyeballitart4kids.org. So it's eyeballitart4kids.org. The way I came up with it is that in a studio class, you know, if someone is looking at something, or if you're an architect and you're figuring out whether something is plumb and you don't have tools or whatever with you, you eyeball it. It's a common expression in the visual arts and visual fields. You look at it and you use your own judgment. And so that's what I would say to kids in my studio classes is, well, look at it, eyeball it. And that's how the name came.
Why is this so important now more than ever? I mean, this website is perfect now for all the adults and all the children who are home and shuttered because of COVID-19. So this is perfect.
Well, I agree. And I think it's great at other times too. But right now, I think as teachers and schools and even universities are struggling to do education online, this already exists. You know, if you go to your computer and you type in eyeballitart4kids.org, it's there. You can start this morning. And any adult who can read can do this project, do these projects with kids. And the directions are delivered by reading a PDF that you can either print from the website or download and print. And because the directions are all delivered by reading, it also reinforces reading for kids who always need that reinforcement.
Yeah, I've just been clicking through the website as you've been talking. It's very user-friendly. Did you design it specifically to be that way for the younger crowd?
Yes, and especially for parents. And actually, we are about to launch, by May 1st, we'll have up a brand new website that has all the same content, but a lot less text. So parents have complained to me that this feels like a wall of text. And, you know, I went to Yale Divinity School. I used to write, you know, long papers and everything. So I always write too many words. So the new website is much more visual and fun. So, you know, use this one now, but be sure to come back on May 1st. But the projects are here, and it's supposed to be straightforward, user-friendly, no nonsense. The videos can be watched from the website. The read-along recordings are also helpful because let's say you have a second grader and you want to sit down and read through the project before your second grader starts working on it. You may not have 10 or 20 minutes to sit down and read through the project with your second grader if you have a two-year-old. So the read-along recordings are good because the PDF is on the screen and I have two actors who worked with me to read the project to the kids. So if the parent and you've got to make lunch or attend to a two-year-old, you get your 8-year-old on the computer and you both listen to the read-along recording and your 8-year-old can actually follow along on the screen.
Yeah, it's definitely a very user-friendly website. Again, we're talking to Wilmington abstract artist Ellen Priest about her website, Eyeball It. And you can find the website and go through everything that it contains by logging on to eyeballitart4kids.org. So eyeballitart4kids.org. You know, Ellen, at the beginning of this conversation, you talked briefly about an exhibition that you currently have at the temporarily shuttered Delaware Contemporary. They've extended that. Hopefully, everything, all the arts museums and organizations will start opening back up sooner than, you know, later. But they've extended the exhibition, your exhibition, through August 23rd. What's the name of the exhibition? Tell us more about it.
It's called the same thing as the title of the series of paintings that are on view, On Being American, Jazz, Ryan Cohan's The River. And what that's about is I do a whole series of works, drawings and paintings, based on one jazz composition. And my most recent project has been about a 4-year project working with an hour-long jazz suite by Chicago pianist and composer Ryan Cohen. And the reason I called it On Being American is that to me, and I chose it before all of our current turmoils, but to me, one of my struggles as an American has always been the difficulty of my fellow citizens to fully embrace the kind of diversity that makes us thrive and excel as a culture, as an economy, as a nation, as a, you know, our whole character. And the beauty of the river is that I can hear so many strains of music in it. And it actually came as a result of Ryan's being in Africa, traveling with Jazz at Lincoln Center and with a grant from the State Department and coming back and then composing this hour-long suite. And I can hear New Orleans music. I can hear Chicago blues. I can hear Aaron Copland. I can hear, you know, just a whole range of, I can hear African rhythms. It's so rich. So for me, it embodied something that I was struggling with and just wanted to be able to embrace myself.